report in the June 9th Republican primary.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Monday morning to you. It is the 1st of June, June 1, 2020, 7-11, 58 degrees right now, reaching a high of 78 in the listening area. Welcome to Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app. I know that that served me well this past week. I was able to keep an eye on what's happening right here local, and there was a lot happening, and I'm so happy that we have an opportunity to talk about it this morning in studio.
We are so fortunate and so happy to have Pastor C.T. Kirk joining us on Palmetto Mornings this Monday, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Man, well, you just simply thank you. I mean, we'll start there. Thank you so much for showing us what a peaceful march is all about. You travel 1 hour up Interstate 77 to Charlotte, 1 hour south on Interstate 77 to Columbia. Totally different perspectives on what took place in terms of getting your message across. Let's just first talk about that. What do you think was the secret ingredient?
I think the secret ingredient was we sent the Levites first. And studying the marches of the 60s, the Levites are the priesthood. So wherever there's the church, wherever the body of Christ is standing first, we're always going to stand on the backs of love. And so having so many preachers come out, so many churches come out, was very influential in making sure that we maintain the peace.
I love this. It's so touching because you got it. You've got that point of reference, which is love. And yet we're seeing across our nation this message being lost in the chaos that really doesn't serve anybody. It doesn't further the cause of justice. It just further divides our nation.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we look at Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech and we say it's a great speech, but we really don't realize that the dream is what he had. The reality is what we have to do to make sure that dream is possible. We got to make sure that we're going forth as a nation without police brutality, without stereotypes. That is the dream that he had, but we're trying to live the reality of it. And when we get to the reality of it, we'll stop and say, you know what? That dream was more powerful than we give it credit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if folks did not get the chance to listen or see the peaceful march that took place on Saturday, Pastor C.T. Kirk, can you back up maybe a few days beforehand? How did that conversation go? Who, one of the organizers yourself, do you employ the faith-based community first? How do you handle security? And take us through that thought process through the march on Saturday and what, again, was so different between what we saw here versus what we're seeing across the country.
Me and my wife was laughing about it yesterday, but literally I had a inbox Thursday night about 12 a.m. from a friend who said that his friend, who was a white gentleman, was crying and saying something needs to be done. So he created a flyer. I shared the flyer out. The next morning, I wake up to 600 shares from my post and 30 inboxes asking, what are we going to do? So I'm trying to call the gentleman. What's the plan? What's the plan? He's so scared now because he's had family come against him. Some people told him, hey, that's not your business. And I was like, okay, now that you've got this thing launched, we can't let it die. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take it over. And so the first thing that I did was call faith-based organizations and say, okay, you know what? The flyer's out there now. We're going to rally up, but we're going to make sure that we go forth. I need you to bring out strong men because I know where there's strong men, other men cannot act up. And so that was our security. And I said, you're going to be planted throughout the crowd to make sure that we're ensuring safety. My nephew, Julius Blake, wrote a song called I Have a Dream, 9 years old project. I said, if we play that song first, it's going to guarantee us peace. Because nobody's going to trample over a kid's message. Yeah. And I also said, let's bring out children. Let's make it a family atmosphere. We need our seniors. We need our children to ensure peace. And then the message all through the rally was, you're not going to tear up our city. You're not going to tear up our city on my watch.
So you knew this was a possibility because there have been a lot of plans that start out with the best of intentions. And we're actually hearing of outside groups coming and invading, you know, the cities and the towns, and that they are responsible for a lot of the looting. How did you prevent that from happening, though? You can talk about it, but how did you actually physically prevent that from happening?
All night Friday, I didn't get any rest. I was wrestling with the notion because so many people was inboxing me saying, turn on the news, look at Charlotte. So many people said, I'm with you in spirit, but I'm not coming out there because I see Charlotte. I see what's going on in Columbus. I see what's going on around the world. And one thing that we started, and I believe that this is the point that every rally needs to take, if you don't start off with prayer, you're not giving God the opportunity to make hearts peaceful. And so we wanted to end it in prayer. We wanted to start it in prayer. We wanted prayer to be the focus all the way throughout. We didn't want no open mic where you come up and just spew out your frustrations, but we wanted leaders that had a message of hope, a message of love, and also a purpose behind our march to go forth. And we believe that there's power in prayer.
I absolutely agree with you.
Can you travel the world, please, with this message?
It's like God was at work. Yeah. I mean, this so was true. Protected, yeah. And I believe... Listen to me. I'm preaching Patty again. Patty preaching. But I mean, this is so powerful, and it's so important to show how it can be done. Yeah. That's inspiring.
And we believe that there was some out there that thought that it was going to be a kind of party. Mm-hmm. But when they start hearing prayers, when they start seeing people come together, black, white, Hispanics, mm-hmm. it was people from Winthrop, upstate, different colleges coming and saying, okay, this is the way it should be done. And I just wish seeing CNN and WNBC and all these different stations would promote the piece that happened in Rock Hill more so than put out.
This is going on
in Charlotte. This is going.
Very
I believe
true.
If we got that message out, then Trump could say, look at Rock Hill, that little mm-hmm. old town. Mm-hmm. We want to see them. We want to see them more on.
And we have seen some images across the country, up in Minneapolis, of volunteers. What they would say, some of the cameras are not capturing this. Volunteers restoring.
I saw that too.
You know, reputting glass back in the businesses mm-hmm. and everything
out
on those
there.
Lines. But to your point, Pastor Kirk, we understand how the game's played, and certain images are more likely to get more eyeballs. It was so smart to not only employ the faith-based community, but to also employ children, to make it a children of, because that's who's next, right? Mm-hmm. That's the message. We, as adults, we're still savable, right? Mm-hmm. But that's the message for them, right? You empower us as adults to go home, parents to go home to our kids, to employ that message and continue it from here. Because the hope is what? That we don't ever see this again. We know that's probably not going to happen. As much as we would love to believe that's not going to happen, I mean, sadly, it will happen again. So what do we do now? How do we continue to keep this momentum moving forward by what we saw here in Rock Hill in the message of love and unity and peace?
Well, I brought my 11-year-old son with me. My legacy. Mm-hmm. I said, I want you to see how this is really done. Mm-hmm. I want you really to understand the message of Dr. King that, unbeknownst to a lot of people, Dr. King was not a coward. To stand on the front lines knowing at any given time you can be assassinated does not make you a coward, but makes you a hero in my sight. I believe for the next generation, we need to start more rallies. We need to start more, not just waiting for somebody to die, but mm-hmm. if we see our neighbor going through, we ought to rally around that cause. We ought to rally around our homeless shelters. We ought to rally around feeding programs, because if we send a message of love, it's going to change our culture and our atmosphere. And we got to give our young people something to look forward to. Let them volunteer at the shelter. Mm-hmm. Let them pick up trash in their neighborhoods. Don't just let them sit there and be the generation of technology, because we already see now technology is where we're getting a lot of bad news. We're getting mm-hmm. a lot of fake news, and it's getting a lot of people riled up. Well, look at the news within your own community. Like you said, you had people fixing buildings, mm-hmm. but we also got people picking up trash in our local mm-hmm. community. And even though it may not be in the newspapers or on the news, it's a lot of good work going on that a lot of people are missing.
In all colors, mm-hmm. we're all working together. And wasn't that the message of Dr. King, mm-hmm. that we all work together? Sometimes it feels like maybe one race is excluded from the cause because it's not their cause to win. And yet where there is love, there is unity, and together we can accomplish so much more.
Exactly. We gotta make earth look like heaven is. Mm. Yeah. There's no sections in mm-hmm. heaven. You ain't gonna be able to go up there and say, hey, I'm looking for the Baptist section where all the white folk are or the black folk are.
You That's know, my pew.
God gonna say, this is my house. How are you gonna dictate what goes on in my house?
Absolutely.
Just like the earth is my house. You know, and I gave you the opportunity to rule it, but understand this, and I said this at the rally. If we just had a rainbow of blue it'd be a sad day. If we just had a rainbow of purple, it'd be a sad day. God gave us all these different colors for one promise, that he would never flood us out again. He would never kill us in a mass destruction such as that. And so we got to be able to come together as all colors and not say we're colorblind, but say we respect colors.
Yeah.
And that's what I teach my son. Love people for who they are and not say, well, I'm act like I don't see race, because you do see it. You see, if you don't see it, then you're blind. You're wondering like Stevie. So, you know, and so we want to be able to have all races come together and love each other.
Oh, so that's a little bit of humor goes a long way. And a great message is, again, why we have really set the tone for the state of South Carolina. I'm so proud what this, so many great moments came from the march, peaceful march on Saturday. Simply put, so many people said, I'm proud of my hometown right now. And that's exactly it. And again, you have great leaders. You employ the faith-based community, which is a smart idea. Get everyone involved, saying pretty much laying down the law of what's going to happen here today. This is the point we want to get across. And we saw a much different take here versus even in our own state. And we're just so proud and appreciate your leadership, truly, Pastor Kirk.
Moment.
I mean, it was just great. And
a beautiful beginning.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
There you go. Well, keep it up, as Pastor Kirk says. I know you're always available to talk to anyone at any point throughout the day, week, month, and year. And so please reach out to Pastor Kirk if something is boiling inside of you, and he can definitely put you on the right path. But we are fortunate to have you here in our community, and simply thank you.
Thank you so much.
It is 7:21 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 58 degrees. Let's get a check out morning commute with Stephen Stone.
South Carolina Highway Patrol is still giving the all clear to our motoring friends on this Monday morning. And